So, James, what inspired yourself and your co-partner to build this cartographer invention?
Yeah, well, I guess I'd say really the strong demand and the need from growers, you know, and combined with ag tech itself being such a fascinating and enjoyable field to work in. You know, we really love engineering, sensing, perception, robotics, and so on. You know, we can really geek out about this stuff, and agriculture is such a fascinating domain to apply all that to, given the complexity of the crop and how it all grows and so on. But you know, I'd say, like, we're not just doing it for fun, right? There's a real demand for solutions out there, and in fact, after we were just recently written up in an ABC article, you know, the phone has just been ringing off the hook with interest from across the industry, both in Australia and internationally. So that sort of really speaks to the demand, and that in turn is very motivating.
Mm, well, you got a call from us.
Yeah.
So could you tell us what the function and aim of this cartographer product is?
Yeah, so I guess taking a step back for a second, orchard managers, you know, they routinely make decisions throughout the season about how to best manage their crop. You know, things like when and how much to spray, how much fruit to thin, what inputs to provide, how much labor to hire and when and how to use that labor, you know, when to harvest, all the way through to really kind of mundane sounding things like how many cardboard boxes should they order to pack their fruit and how to manage the throughput of the fruit in the packing shed after harvest. And you know, the list goes on. And then after that, there's the supply chain side as well, you know, all the way through to supermarkets basically wanting to understand, you know, how much fruit is coming from different parts of the country and when. And so all of these decisions are really critical. You know, they can mean the difference between making a profit or a loss, but in many cases these decisions are being made with either limited or no data, or when data is used, it's often very expensive to obtain in the field. And so what we're doing with Green Atlas and our cartographer product is basically we're making it possible to efficiently get this data, you know, down to the resolution of individual flowers and fruit on the trees while still being able to effectively cover entire commercial orchards. And, you know, to be able to provide that data quickly, like, you know, the very next day sort of thing, so that farm managers can start using it to optimize how they manage their crop much better.
Mm. Well, what kind of resources do you use to make this cartographer functional?
So the cartographer is it's a ground-based system. So most people will be sort of familiar with drones, but this is different from that. We attach sensors like cameras and lasers to a quad bike or a tractor or really any other vehicle that can drive through an orchard. And so then we drive that vehicle up and down collecting terabytes of raw data, so huge volumes of raw data from those cameras and lasers and so on. And then this data, we process it overnight using our sort of specialized software so that in the morning, it's all available as a kind of simple website that the farm manager can then use just through an ordinary browser. And so from the terabytes of sort of complicated raw data that we gather in the field, we're then using our software to basically extract the most relevant, meaningful, and importantly, usable information for growers to help with their decision-making. So more specifically, like to give a couple of examples, you know, this season just finishing, we provided apple growers with maps showing the distribution of the flowers at peak bloom, you know, where all the flowers were sort of laid out over their farm, and so that they could use that data to decide and to inform how they manage their flower thinning programs. And then towards the end of the season, we went back in and mapped all the fruit, which then lets them kind of assess how well their management practices actually work through the year. And that can then also inform what to do in, you know, in the next season. And then on top of all this, we're working on providing growers with yield estimates. And, you know, simply knowing how much fruit is out there in the field is extremely valuable both on the farm and through the supply chain. Mm. And that's sort of almost impossible and extremely expensive to do today without a system such as ours.
I could imagine that being very helpful for farmers. If you've just joined us on The Daily this morning, we're speaking with Dr. James Underwood, one half of a duo that has brought a revolutionary new cartographer invention to life in a bid to help farmers not only manage their crops, but the quality and distribution of fresh produce. So, Dr. Underwood, what does this new mapping technology mean for the horticulture industry and, well, farmers as well?
Yeah, so I guess, you know, for the industry, this really means improved efficiency, improved productivity, and ultimately better management workflows during the year, you know, from one year to the next. So ultimately, this leads to, you know, even better produce for consumers and more profitability for the growers, plus a much more streamlined supply chain. You know, over the next 10 years or so, we think that orchards are going to go through a kind of digital transformation, and this has already started, really. And this is clearly going to deliver increasing value and productivity, you know, in what is an ever-increasingly kind of competitive global market. So, you know, Green Atlas is a key part of that transformation, working with early adopters in Australia today, basically to kind of lead the world in terms of how it's all going to work. Mm-hmm. And by the way, like, if any growers are listening out there, you know, I don't want to say that we're going to solve 100% of your problems on day one, but we can solve some of those now. And with this technology, what we can do is just going to get better and better every year. So, you know, we're pretty excited to be part of this process.
Well, what are your plans for the Katoffer in the future to match this digital future you imagine?
Yeah, so, I mean, this year we're looking at scaling up what we're doing within Apples, you know, for apple growers and so on, looking to establish new distribution channels to really kind of help get the technology out there. As you can imagine, that's challenging. Australia is a big sort of, you know, landmass, and farms are distributed all over the place. So really working on how we get our units out there and make that work efficiently. We also plan to work on new additional use cases beyond just the current sort of flower, fruit and yield mapping that was done in this season just finishing. And then at the same time, we're also looking to expand into around maybe four other crop types. So we started with apples, but the technology applies to really most tree crops. And so, you know, we're pretty excited this year about exploring the potential there.
Well, I guess it's an exciting time with all the new technology if you're a farmer. Dr. Underwood, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, you're most welcome.